doctores entendían que me tenían que trasladar a otro sitio, porque si no, no iba a sobrevivir. Me querían amputar las dos manos, la nariz, parte de la lengua, la oreja, y pues mi familia tuvo que hacer lo posible para salvarme.
Ah, y el tipo me pegó, entonces el otro tipo me pegó y en la espalda, y entonces vengo y me doy la vuelta y vi que venía con un cuchillo.
Oh, wow.
Y una de las muchachas, lo que me imagino que fue una de las muchachas, le agarró la mano.
Bienvenidos al podcast Cucubano número 289. No, este es el 290. Esta semana, yo la semana pasada les comenté y les hablé de lo que había pasado en mi familia con Ashley, que se había jodido una pierna. Y un par de personas me mandaron mensajes y me dijeron que cuando iba a estar ella en el podcast de nuevo. Y bueno, ya que estamos aquí aburridos en la casa y estamos sin nada que hacer aparte de sentarnos y ponernos hielo en el... o ponerse hielo en la pierna, decidimos que íbamos a grabar un podcast. Todavía no sabemos de qué vamos a hablar, pero probablemente comencemos a hablar del accidente. Y por ahí seguiremos hablando de otro montón de cosas. Así que las personas que no hablan inglés, el podcast va a ser en inglés, así que no hay más remedio. Van a tener que o aprender inglés o pasarse este y escuchar el próximo. Así que nada. How are you?
Hola. That's about as good as it's gonna get.
How's your ankle now?
Still fucked up.
Not as bad as it was, though.
No, but it's still not normal.
I don't think it's ever been normal. It's attached to you, so I guess it's not normal.
I guess it's kind of normal because it's still like negative 20 degrees when I go to bed.
Yeah. So what have you learned from your sprain of your ankle?
To look where I'm going.
Besides that,
that I'm not a good patient.
I know that. Yeah, that's a good observation.
My OCD is bothering me because things have not been done the way that I would do them.
Are you saying that I'm bad at doing things for you?
No, I'm just saying that, like, I'm really organized. Like, if the kids ask me for a specific toy, I know exactly where it is because I had stuff in specific places and organized, and I knew where they were and where it went. And I have, like, a routine of everything that I do, and you don't really have a routine.
I have a routine. I'm not OCD.
I don't know.
My routine is toys go in the toy bin and they don't have to be classified by color.
Well, there's a girl toy bin and a boy toy bin. And specific things go in the toy bin and specific things go elsewhere.
I think feminists will tell you that there's no such thing as a boy toy and a girl toy.
I don't know. I just put her stuff in one bin and his stuff in one bin.
Yeah, but have you noticed that they play with them like indistinctively?
Yeah.
So?
But then when they come to me and they say, Mom, where is this toy?
I have no idea. It's on the bin. You go look and fish for it. That's what you do.
I don't know. I'm just not. I hate asking for help and have people like helping.
You also have no patience to wait for people to do things for you.
Yeah. Patience is not my virtue, that's for sure.
So, you've learned to be more patient, or you think that you realize that you're never going to be patient?
I don't think I'm ever going to be patient because I've already overdone my foot like 2 or 3 times. So, I don't think I'm ever going to be patient. Like, it's 3 weeks. Like, I should be like back to normal. I mean, I'm older, but I'm not like super old.
You're pretty old.
I'm not 80. It's not like I'm my grandmother.
Oh, if you're 80, I'd be dead. I'm hoping to be dead by 65. At least. At the most.
I don't know. The worst was when I had the cramp in there, but
the worst is no sex for, what, 2 weeks?
It's 3. Yesterday.
Well, it's not like we haven't done anything.
Yeah, you said it would be better if you just cut my legs off at the knees so you could be like skiing.
You'll still feel them though for a while because when they cut people's legs, they feel them for a while.
Yeah, I know.
So it'll be like you having legs, but you don't have them. Then you try to stand up in the middle of the night and fall because you try to walk on your nubs.
Oh my God.
We shouldn't be joking about that because your brother lost a leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't
know, and he fell.
Yeah, he thought that he had his leg and he fell too. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think he told me the story about that. He was he watched some like zombie movie. I can't remember the name of it. It was like, he said, but they weren't like slow, like stupid zombies. They were like pretty fast and they carried like
World War II
weapons. I don't know. They carried like weapons. And he said he was in the hospital and he said he heard a noise and it sounded like one of those zombies like dragging like a pitchfork or something on the floor. And he said he woke up and he said he thought that he was there. Like, he tried to get up and stuff, and that's when he fell. But he thought they were coming, like, zombie doctors. I don't know what movie he was talking about because I didn't watch it.
I don't know, but at the beginning of The Walking Dead, it's at a hospital.
Yeah. It was some movie.
I don't think it was The Walking Dead. I don't think The Walking Dead was playing then.
No.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Well, it was 2011 when he got hurt, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that.
I can't remember.
I don't think that series was on then.
Yeah. He said it was a movie, but I don't know. I don't like horror. Gory.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah.
Horror movies?
But you like shit that people that blow their heads off and shit. I don't like that shit. You like it?
It doesn't bother me. I mean,
I know.
The part that bothers me is like a clown in a sewer with a balloon.
See, that's weird.
Lurking people.
I don't know.
Like that, and then Chucky terrified me when I was a kid. And
I like Nightmare on Elm Street. I never watched Jason. Watch Jason or what's the other one? Michael Myers, Halloween.
I can't remember which one it was that Joe let us watch it. This was before he had kids, my uncle.
Just your uncle, yeah.
And my aunt. She came in and she's like, why are you letting him watch this? And me and my brother were sitting there like chewing our nails, like terrified. I think it was Freddy Krueger versus
Jason
or something like that. But then again, he babysat us, you know, when he was like a teenager, like 19, 20. And he made us like cookies and he called them poo-poo cookies. He's like, I'm going to make you some poo-poo cookies. And we're like, yeah. He put them in the oven for like maybe 6 minutes, like where they barely start to melt. And then he got them out. And you pretty much just like scrape it with your fingers and eat it like that. And then Nan got back and we told her we wanted poo-poo cookies. And she looked at us like.
I don't know. I think that's weird. I want my food cooked. I don't know. Joe's pretty weird though. It's pretty strange.
He sticks to, like, a strict diet now, so.
I don't know. I work with him, and I don't talk to him pretty much.
He's single, so.
And ready to mingle. He's not having good choices. He's not a good chooser of female partners.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think I've been a baby about my ankle? Because you said yours was worse. I think you're
pretty good. My mom was pretty bad, too, but. I don't know. Everybody's is different, I guess. I don't think you've been a baby about your ankle. If it hurts, it hurts.
Yeah.
So.
I think my biggest fear is I'm going to, like, fall again or mess it up before it's healed completely.
Oh, that can happen, but you just have to be careful, I guess.
It's like my body, like, tenses up. Like Anubis when he's like gonna fall on his like toenails on the hardwood floor. That's how I feel my foot is all the time.
Anubis is sleeping there. We can hear him snoring sometimes. La bestia.
He's like out.
Yeah, he's completely out.
I guess we bore him.
I don't even know if he ate.
Yeah, he did eat.
Well, he needs to go shit then.
Let's see if he eats that watermelon tonight.
He might. He can reach it.
Yeah.
It's on the stove, so yeah. I bet he can reach the watermelon.
We'll hear a big bang.
A dog eating watermelon. I've never seen that before, but I've seen them eat avocados from home.
I don't know. He eats whole loaves of bread.
He'll eat whatever he can reach from the counter.
Except for like my weight loss bread. He won't touch that.
Keto bread.
Yeah, he don't like that bread.
That's no bread. That's cardboard. That's why he doesn't like it. That's horrible. I don't know. Anyway, so you've only learned that you're not patient and you're not going to be patient. Is that the only thing you've learned?
I don't know. You told me I was open to all these new experiences with physical therapy. And
it's great. It's great because then you know that life could suck worse than it was before.
Yeah. I mean, at least the physical therapists that I'm seeing are actually really good. They seem like they care about like your pain and how you're improving. And they're really working with me to get to where I can walk better. I mean, in my opinion, they're better than the orthopedic doctor that we were referred to go to from the emergency room.
I didn't like that guy. Some people say that I'm too picky.
Well, I didn't like the fact that I was asking him questions and he was getting up and like walking out the door as I was asking him questions.
The problem is that they hear me tell stories about me being a Karen and they say that I'm a Karen. You think I'm a Karen?
No, because I mean, in that situation, no. I mean,
what about when I get like something wrong on my fucking fast food and then I put it on Twitter and then they send me $40 worth of food?
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
you think that's being a Karen?
Like, if you say like no mustard and no pickles, and they do no mustard, but they put the pickles. Like, the pickles is something you can just take off.
Yeah, but it still tastes like shit.
I don't know.
Pickles pee on your burger when they put them on the burger. It's nasty shit. I don't know how people eat that shit.
I don't know. There's that, and there. I mean, like when it's like major stuff, like. If you go to Popeyes and you order, like, the mild chicken and they give you, like, the spicy, that's a pretty big...
Yeah, but I mean, I can eat it. It's no big deal. And those, I mean, it's not like I'm not going to eat it. I'd much rather eat that than eat a pickle or a burger that tastes like pickle.
Well, I mean, it's like, the same thing, like,
I don't get it because in here they put mustard on burgers and in Puerto Rico they put mayo. They don't put mustard. Mustard's for hot dogs.
Well, I like mustard. But
I know.
The thing is when you go someplace, even if it isn't food, like if you went to a place and ordered paint and they mixed your paint wrong, mm-hmm. would you not say, hey, this is wrong, or would you take it?
I'm just saying that in the group, in the Telegram group for the podcast, they said that I was a Karen because I was complaining about, I can't remember what it was now, but it was something that I was saying that I was complaining. And I got something for free. I can't remember what it was.
You did Arby's because you ordered a chicken cordon bleu and they just had ham.
They had ham and lettuce. Yes, I know.
But the thing is like people make mistakes and you call them out for it and people say that you're a Karen. But I mean, to me, a Karen is like a Karen who's like bitching about like insufficient like stuff. What like stupid stuff like... Like, oh, I said no pickles when you can pick it off. Or, oh, I said no olives and you can pick that off of your pizza.
But then I'm a Karen, I guess, then it's what you're saying. Because I complain if it has
a pickles. I mean, if you ordered a chicken cordon bleu sandwich and they didn't put the chicken, that's a pretty big mistake. I mean.
You know why they did that, right? They don't have it at that store.
Yeah, because they didn't know what they were doing.
No, they don't sell it at that store. They only have it at certain stores, and that store doesn't have it. That's why
they used to have it, though, because you've ordered it there before.
They have chicken. They have a ham. They have cheese. So what the fuck? I mean, it's like, no, we can't make it. They have all the ingredients. It's like saying, I have tea and I have ice, but I can't have sweet tea.
Well, that's like Taco Bell, you know. They changed their like menu. They got rid of stuff. But then I heard somebody told me that, oh, if you order, like pre-order it on their app, you can order the stuff that they don't have on the menu. And when you go and pick it up, they'll have it.
That's probably why they do it for you to use the app.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I understand people complain about fast food workers, you know, like, oh, they don't deserve to have $15 an hour, you know, kind of thing. But the way that I look at it, if you're making $8 an hour, how much are you going to actually put into like, what you're doing?
Like you at Big Lots?
Yeah, I didn't care. Like the lady who called and said, do you have the embroidered quilt that has like sunflowers and birds flying? And I said, yeah, hold on, let me go check. And I just stood by the phone for like a few minutes. I said, nope, we're all out. If you're too lazy to come look for yourself.
That poor lady was probably handicapped. She didn't want to roll her machine to the store.
Now, see, you made me feel bad. But before, when I first started working there, I would have went. But then all the assholes that I worked with said, oh, you don't have to go look. You just wait a few minutes and tell them no.
Everybody did that. Everybody did that.
So
it's not just you. Everybody did that at Big Lots. I don't know. I think that no matter how much you pay people, they're going to be shitty about it. They're going to, if they can get away with not working or not doing something, they will do it. Because I have operators at work that they get paid $37 an hour. And sometimes they have time and a half. Sometimes they have double time and a half, depending on what day it is and if they're holidays or overtime or whatever. And they barely work.
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so you're saying I'm shitty since I don't get paid at all?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that they, you can pay them $37 an hour and they're still going to fucking forget your goddamn fucking ketchup on the bag. The whole thing with the ketchup, with the fast foods, they fucking do it intentionally because they're saving money by not giving you ketchup.
Yeah, that's true.
So it probably comes from above and they say, hey, don't give ketchup unless they ask for it.
Or whatever. Some of them even have a sign up there that says they will charge additional for extra condiments. I guess like dipping sauces.
I like how they call them condiments. Like that's all something. Fucking ketchup is condiment, salt and pepper.
No, it sounds like something Trump came up with.
No, that sounds like American condiments. They don't know what a bay leaf is or, you know, basil or thyme or, I don't know. They don't know about any.
I don't think they season anything here.
No.
They just think like the lard and the oil should be enough.
Lard.
Hey.
A little lard.
My grandmother, when she made like beans, she would always put like a hunk of lard in there, and she would like when she would make bacon, she would take like the empty like baby formula, like those empty cans, metal cans, and she would pour the bacon grease in there.
Formula's not on cans anymore.
I know, this was when like Caitlin and Kyle were, and she would like get the metal cans and she would pour it in there, and I would see her sometimes when she would be cooking something, she'd take a spoon and scoop that lard out, and I was like, oh, what's that? And she's like, oh, bacon grease. So I'm probably gonna die like when I'm 60 because of all of the,
that's why my vegan friends come here and they eat at Nan's house, they die because
well, she always would put lard and then there would always be like a hunk of some kind of fat floating in there,
or ham.
Yeah, like a ham, like the fat from the ham.
I cook like that in Puerto Rico because my grandmother used to cook with lard. She used to fried chicken and lard. That's like taking a pig and using it to cook a chicken. I'm gonna use this pig to fry this chicken. That's pretty bad. This is like the ultimate meat eater. Even the grease that you use to cook the chicken, you have to come from, it has to come from an animal.
I don't know.
Oh my God, that's awful.
I mean, that's all that she knows how to cook. I mean, she never cooked
it's
fish.
It's good food. I mean, it's pretty good. It's pretty good food.
I think she messed me up because she liked fat on meat. And any kind of meat she would buy, oh, she would always pick like the fattiest one. And I hated that chewy texture that you could just keep chewing it like gum and it would never like break apart.
Yeah.
I would like puke in my mouth like that, and I just got to where I probably wouldn't hardly eat anything that she made. Like she would make ribs a lot, but I would never eat them because you could just touch it and it was like fat everywhere.
My grandfather used to like to eat fat like that. Nasty.
I don't know how she did it, but
I mean, I eat greasy, but not too bad, you know.
It's like a texture thing for me. I can do it.
I don't know. I think these days people like it sanitized. They like to have chicken, but they don't like to have fat from the chicken, or there has to be a chicken breast and it can't be a leg.
Or like me, I don't like
you can't have
like
tendons, veins. Tendons or veins.
Tendons are gross. Okay. But he didn't call those onions.
Onions?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
When he was younger, when he would eat it and it was like a tendon that was like bouncy, and he said, "There's an onion in my chicken."
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that. I don't remember that long ago.
Yeah. That's why Alex doesn't eat Happy Meals anymore, because he was eating it one day and it had like a piece of that cartilage or whatever in there.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't want that anymore.
That's good that he doesn't eat that shit anyway. That's shit food.
I mean,
even the nuggets that you make at home are better than the ones you get from McDonald's.
Yeah, I think so.
With that pink slime.
Blah, don't even.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess you can't eat blood sausage then
either. No, don't even.
You can't be full Puerto Rican if you can't eat blood sausage.
Well, you haven't ate it either, so.
I don't like that stuff. That's nasty. My sisters eat that shit.
Didn't you say they used to fight over like the pigtail or the ears or something?
No, the brain. They like pate, they would like mash it and season it and then eat it. It's nasty.
Gross. At least they weren't lied to like me about it.
Well, you ate it, but you didn't know what it was. No. I don't know.
Mine came in a can.
It's awful.
Like potted meat. Oh.
Potted meat is not bad, really.
Well, it came in like that. She'd pull it. And she always, like, she hated people in the kitchen. So when she was cooking, no one was allowed in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And she would make it, like, homemade biscuits and gravy.
Oh, the tablet is going off.
And she would have eggs. And she told me that was ham, like, scrambled together. She said, oh, that's ham.
I don't know what potted meat is anyway, though. What is potted meat?
It looks like cat food when you open it.
I know, but what is it?
It's like a spread. Like people spread.
I know what it is. And where does it come from? What part of the animal is that?
I have no idea. It just says potted meat.
It's like it doesn't even tell you what animal is.
It's
meat.
I don't know if it's chicken or if it's probably like you said, like lips and assholes.
Lips and assholes. That's probably what it is.
It's all grinded together, and when you open it, it looks like a cat food when you open it in the can, like wet cat food.
I know, I used to eat it, but I just don't know what meat it is. It's like, you know, Spam, you know, it's pork.
I'm pretty sure it's not like fish. I would assume it would be.
No, it's not fish, it's meat.
Chicken.
But I don't know what kind of meat it is. Might be, I don't know.
I haven't ever bought it since I lived there, so I don't know.
I don't know.
I just know that's how I saw it that one time, because I was looking in the pantry and it said like brains, like pig brains or something.
But I've never even seen it at the store. I don't know where she would get that from.
She went to Walmart, but then again, this was like 20, 25 years ago. So they may not even sell it anymore.
I don't know. Maybe pigs don't have any brains anymore. I thought that's how they kill them, that like they put a thing on the brain. So that destroys the brain. So how can you get the brain? You hear Anubis?
I guess that's the part that they put in the can. It's already mushed up.
From the what is it, that movie?
Fear of the Walking Dead?
No, it's, well, they had that, I think, there on there.
Isn't that how they killed the people at the beginning? With that?
Yeah, but they have like a No Country for Old Men. That's how the guy killed people in that movie.
I've never seen it.
I saw it, but I didn't understand what it was about.
That was about like Godzilla versus like King Godzilla Kong. I didn't know that.
Like Godzilla versus King Kong. I didn't understand that movie. I said it on the group and they said, well, it's a monkey fighting a lizard. That's what they said. So I guess that's what you're supposed to understand from the movie.
Well, the problem is we watch it with the little ones and they're talking. So I couldn't hear what the people were saying. But I told Alex when I saw the robot Godzilla, I said, hey, that's the one that they're going to kill, is the robot Godzilla. King Kong and Godzilla are going to team up and fight that thing. And there you go. I already knew the plot of the whole movie.
I don't know. It's just weird. It's just, I don't know, because they were in Florida and then they were going somewhere and there's another island. I don't know what the fuck it's about, really.
The problem is, it's like...
The problem is I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, and that's it's make-believe. It's like, you don't like make-believe stuff that's not real.
I'd rather watch a transsexual like Veneno. That series.
That one documentary that we watched about Puerto Rico was pretty interesting.
Cocaine Island? The Legend of Cocaine Island? Yeah. It's pretty good. I don't know how much of it is true, though, but it looks like it was a true story.
I mean, wonder if they really did dig it up, though.
Nah, I don't know. If it's the FBI, it could be anything. It could be that they didn't dig up anything. They just brought some drugs that they had already from somewhere else, and they said that it was from there to charge that guy and put him in jail. Or, you know, try to. I don't know.
Well, you ask what I've learned with my injury, and I'm completely caught up on all my shows that I was behind on.
You're watching, I don't know.
Huh?
The ones you were watching?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably behind again now because, but at least I caught up what I've missed.
I like can't keep up because I have a podcast. I'm going to have to quit the podcast to be able to watch everything that I want to watch.
I miss painting though. I haven't painted in like.
Yeah, I know.
3-4
weeks. Anubis. Hey, go to bed.
He's got allergies.
Oh. Like everybody else here.
I don't know. Have you considered divorcing me with all these problems?
No.
Because I know I've like drove you nuts.
Yeah, but I'm not considered divorced. Not yet, at least. Depends on how hard it would be after this. If it gets harder, maybe I'll think about it.
You're the one who told me like you could find another pussy like in 2 hours.
Oh, I can find it right now outside with nobody. Like, at, what is it? It's 11 o'clock at night. I can go get one right now if I wanted to. Go to Walmart, get me one with no teeth so she can suck my dick with no teeth. Oh, my God. Walmart's probably closed already anyway. Walmart doesn't open 24 hours anymore. The pandemic has put a stop to that. But
I just like that we don't have Tater Day anymore.
Tater Day. Yeah, Tater Day. I don't know.
I wish they quit doing it, but...
I'm not going to quit doing it. I think last year was like the first year in this year.
Yeah, it's the last 2 years.
In like the 100 and some years that they have been doing it. I don't know. Tater Day is a festival for rednecks that I don't see the point. I mean, the people see the point, but I don't.
No, if you've ever seen The Hills Have Eyes, that's when these people come out to Tater Day.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not interested in buying
yard sale
cornholes.
It's pretty much yard sale quality and stuff.
And bullshit like belts and fucking old clothes from the Victorian era. And fried Twinkies and shit.
Remember the first year we were together? I brought you out here for Tater Day, mm-hmm. And they had crocodile kebabs.
Oh, that's pretty good. That was pretty good shit.
It has, in the years after that we've done that, it's been shittier and shittier every year. Like,
yeah.
It's like fried Twinkies, fried ice cream, fried Oreos.
Fried butter.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like funnel cakes and like shit food like that.
Yeah,
like, I used to always love to get me like a lemon shake-up things that they had there. But those things were like freaking $7 for freaking lemons. You can buy like 30 bags of lemons for $7.
Yeah, and you can make it yourself. And it's probably better.
Yeah.
Not like just a hint of lemon, but actual lemonade.
It's just ridiculously priced. And then
I think the problem with that is that they're charging them a lot for being there on that. And I bet they probably charge them $10,000 to be there. I would have like a little shop there.
And then all the stupid rednecks driving, just driving around with their rebel flags, yeah. Causing traffic.
It's heritage, not hate.
Oh, my God. That's annoying. And then I hate because they have like a little, I wouldn't even really call it like a fair. It's just like up on the hill, like they have a few like rides.
Yeah.
And I always watch them put it up, and I think There's no way that can be safe. And then all the kids always want to go and ride them.
They put a rock in the corner to make it level, like the whole, like, like the whole ride is like being held by a rock in the corner.
So,
oh my god!
I don't know. We usually
they used to put that shit in my hometown too. The whole like around the square, they had like the whole shenanigans.
Like, if you're a people watcher. If you like to watch people, like, that right there is your time to shine. Because you could see some.
Oh, they have the demolition derby.
Oh, Lord.
Demolition derby. I went to one time. I didn't understand what they were doing.
Like Godzilla and King Kong.
I just saw a bunch of cars, like, hitting each other. And they had a stick, and they would break a stick sometimes. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
You're more like redneck than me because I've never been to one of those.
Oh, I just went to see what the fuck it was. I didn't know what it was.
And you left and you still didn't know
And they said, you won the demolition derby? And I said, demolition? I would like to see that. I didn't know what they were going to demolish, but I wanted to see something them being demolished. They said it was $5 extra if you wanted to go to the demolition derby. $5, $10.
Well, let me ask you this. When we went to the Heron Festival, we paid $5, right? Would you say that's better than the Tater Day experience?
Oh, yeah. And yeah, but Herring Fest is like an Italian. They have like Italian food. They have pastas and they have pizzas and they have like sausage and stuff.
It's like upscale. It's not like
Herring Fest is an Italian. Well, I don't even know if they still do it anymore, but.
That was the best $5 concert that we'd ever been to.
I don't know. I've been to 2 $5 concerts. So.
Well, I've only been to 1 $5 concert. And.
It was Firehouse and Vixen. It was pretty fucking good.
That was good.
We didn't have to pay $5 either. We paid $5 to be in the front.
Yeah. I mean, we were like right there.
Yeah.
That was the time when we were like secretly dating because we worked at the same place.
Yeah.
And the guy that you worked with was like, why didn't you invite me?
Yeah, I know. He would have liked to go. I think he would have enjoyed it. I don't think he would have said anything either. Dave, I don't think he would have said anything.
No.
That we were together or whatever, but.
All I know is we did a really good job because when after I quit and I told people we were getting married, they didn't believe me. That me and you were to like
yeah, together thought, or anything. They thought we were joking.
Yeah, they didn't believe it.
Yeah, I don't know. But that concert, I mean, I think I tried to look the year after this was, I don't know, what, 2005? I tried to look the year after and they didn't have any rock stuff. They had like local cover bands and stuff. That year, I saw Skid Row at the river. And I saw that Firehouse was going to come back the next year for that riverfront concert. And they canceled it because it was raining. But, you know, that would have been a good concert too. Firehouse Ramses said that he went to see them like a year or two ago. Or 2 or 3 years ago.
I bet that guy can still sing.
In Puerto Rico, and he said that he was really good. That guy can still, I mean, that guy's fucking great. He's really, really good. I'm surprised that it's one of the few that can sing like you're like listening to the CD. But I don't know how he does it to keep the voice.
Well, like all of like the festival type things that I've been to, that's been like my favorite or like the best one.
You know, there's going to be one with Lita Ford, Bullet Boys, and somebody else. I'm thinking of going in June or July at Beaver Dam. Yeah.
Going back to what you asked me about, what I've learned about this is, with my spring, is the other thing that I wish that they would do is like give me like at least like a temporary like handicap parking thing, at least or something. Oh,
like a tag?
Yeah.
I don't know. I bet you can probably get it. I don't know if they have them, but I bet you can probably go and get it.
Like, that would be nice, and there was something else. I think, since I'm older, and this happened, I've handled it better than I would have if I was, like, when we first got married. But then again, if I did this when we first got married, I might have just, like, bounced right back up like nothing happened.
I don't know. Sprains are pretty fucked up. When I had a sprain, it was pretty bad for me. So, I don't know, but.
I think my problem was just having Natalia. If I didn't have Natalia, I think it would have been better. because, I mean, she's...
You're carrying her? Yeah.
Yeah. She was an extra 32 pounds on me, and I was more worried about keeping her from hitting her head on the concrete floor than trying to, like, catch myself or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know. Shit happens all the time. It doesn't matter. I mean, that's just shit that happens regardless.
Well, I just thought I broke it because when my foot hit, I heard pop, and I was pretty sure that that was the bone. And I didn't want to look at it because I was afraid I'd pass out. And it didn't hurt for like 5 seconds, and then all of a sudden it just really started hurting, and I started yelling and screaming like, fuck, fuck, fuck. I was like, and like, oh, because I was really pissed off with myself that I let that happen. And I am thankful that you were there, because if you weren't there, my grandfather would have never heard me yelling for help.
He's deaf.
He didn't even hear me fall, I don't think. I think you heard it because you turned around.
I'd like to see what it was. I thought it was something that fell. You know, because they have like all kinds of shit in the garage there. So I figured something from the garage fell. Or the kids were trying to grab something and it fell. I don't know. I didn't know what it was.
Well, the thing is, I don't think you even knew until like after the fact that I was holding Natalia when I fell.
Well, I thought I was crying, but I thought that it was because she saw you fall, not because she fell with you. So I didn't know.
I don't know. And the other thing I've learned, don't make two different size steps. That's what I hate.
Oh, the two steps to go into the garage, they're different size.
Because I guess when they built the house, they used leftover brick. And, like, the second step that's closest to the ground is, like, a normal size step. Like, two bricks wide, you know, lengthwise. And then the one above it is just one brick. It's, like, shorter.
Yeah.
So that's what, since I had Natalia on that side and I wasn't looking where I was stepping, I overstepped that first step.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know how that passes the code, really. Because I would think that they would look at that kind of stuff. You know, you have to have the same size. Or maybe when they built the house, they didn't care about that. But
yeah, that house is probably like 28 years old.
Yeah, so.
29 years old, something like that. I was young whenever they built it.
I don't know.
It's probably like 5 or 6, maybe 7.
So I have no idea.
I don't know, but the thing that really bothered me is what I think that I learned too is that like my family's kind of like fucked up because they're like you would say I guess like passive aggressive, like they say, oh, how are you doing, and you know I tell them, oh, you know, it's still swollen, it hurts, I'm not really walking on it. Well, you need to hurry up and get better because you have a lot of people depending on you.
Yeah, I don't want to talk shit about your family, but they're awful.
Or my mom saying, what were you doing holding her? You don't need, they're too big to be holding and we're carrying.
Yeah. Or asking you when you're going to be able to cut their hair.
Yeah, that's what they were worried about. Like a week after. Not even, was it a week maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Are you gonna cut my, can you cut my hair? I'm like, I can't even stand. Manolo had to take off work because he went to work like 2 nights and the second night, like my foot like swelled up worse than it had been the whole time.
Hey, I was listening to a podcast and they were having an argument because Jan, my friend, has a tattoo from when he first had sex with his first girlfriend, which is not the wife that he has now, and the wife gets mad about that tattoo. If I had a tattoo like that, would you ask me to like cover it up or like get it off with laser or whatever?
No. That's something you did when you were young and stupid. So the way I would look at it is like, well, you got a permanent stupid decision.
Well, I'm not
tattooed on you, but
I'm not stupid. That's why I didn't get it. But
no, but I would look at it like that's a constant reminder of, you know, we've been together forever, but I would never tattoo your name on me.
I know it's stupid, but besides the point of being stupid, if I had it, you wouldn't get mad then?
No, because I would get mad if we were together and you fucked somebody else and then got the tattoo. But that's something that happened in your past. Like, I can't be jealous of the people that you were with before you met me.
I understand that, but I think, I don't know. I don't know why she's mad, really, about it. I guess other than other than thinking that it's so important to him still that he's not covering it up. I don't know why, but that's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it would bother me because, I mean, you have a past, I have a past. So.
Yeah, I know, but still, you know, I don't know.
I mean, you have a tattoo now, and it's related to your heritage. I have a tattoo that I got to remind me, you know, my tattoo is a reminder of my brother, but the reason why I got the Phoenix tattoo is because my brother got hurt, but he rose from that, you know. My brother's doing great and all of this. And when I look at that tattoo, I think, you know, he rose up after losing a leg and he can do everything, you know. Why should I be here complaining or feeling sorry for myself or this or that?
Well, the good thing is that you put it in a place that you don't look at it, so you can't see it and remind yourself that. If you wanted to have that, you need to have it in a place where you see it all the time.
I have it on my back. I can see it on my back. Well, my grandmother, remember when she saw it for the first time? Oh, my gosh. Why would you do that? When you're old, it's going to be down to your butt crack.
Yeah, I said, no, I'm gonna write my name in your butt crack.
I don't know.
When you die, we're going to tattoo you against your will.
I told her, I was like, it's on my back. I won't see it. I really should have asked her if her back is down to her butt crack.
It probably is. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think I would get mad about that. The only time I got mad at you was when you lied to me about how many sexual partners you had. That's what I got mad about.
I didn't lie to you. I didn't tell you, but I have the catastrophe that records the music podcast with me. She has a hand of her fucking boyfriend on her thigh. Like, he put his arm, and they tattooed, like...
Like, they traced around it?
Yeah. That's pretty fucked up. I mean, you really can't tell, because it looks like it's a background that they painted, like a blue background that they painted. But if you... After they tell you, I mean, after she tells you that that's what it is, you know, you can tell that that's what it is. But...
I don't know.
I wouldn't like to have anybody's hand in my fucking body.
The thing, the way that I look at tattoos is if I'm going to have something permanently on my body, I want it to have, be meaningful in some way. Like,
yeah, I know.
I would get my, the only names I would ever tattoo on me would be my kid name, my children's name. But I've never really had the urge back and get another tattoo.
I think that's stupid also, but whatever. But anyway, I didn't lie about my sexual partners. I didn't say it. I just didn't say it. I
remember I flat out asked you, and you told me, like, two?
Yeah, I miscounted, but it's not
you
because...
You miscounted.
Whatever then, okay. Then nobody.
And then we got married, and I was pregnant with Peyton, and that's when you told me.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think if I was lying about it, I would have told you? Think about it.
Unless you just slipped up and thought that you'd already told me.
Yeah. Okay, whatever. That's fine. That's fine. Then whatever. I lied to you about that. Whatever.
I know you matter. Don't want to admit it. But.
What if I tell you that I've had 50 now?
50?
As opposed to like...
Well, then that would be a pretty big lie.
Why? You don't think I can get 50?
You said you can go out and get one at 11 o'clock tonight.
Right now, I can go get one right now if I wanted to.
And then you would probably have like two divorces under your belt.
And it wouldn't be like, it wouldn't be one with no teeth because I wouldn't like that one.
What if she has like dentures and she takes them
You know
out?
that speaking of people that I can fuck that are available to me. Not anymore because she died, but Cindy, that was the only female operator at work, died. I don't think I've told the people in the podcast that she died, but she had pancreatic cancer and she died like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. But anyway, now at work, they're going to hire another female. So I think she's going to have a miserable fucking life with those assholes that I work with. And guess what? She's black. Yeah. So I think that's going to be an interesting proposal there for work. Now working with a black female.
The only person who may not fuck up is the one that you got in trouble for racial remarks.
He might say something about her behind her back, though. Races are racist. They're going to be racist. No, a rule from fucking Oregon is not going to make no one be racist.
So does the woman that works in the lab with you, does she not experience like that harassment because she's a woman, because she's in the lab as opposed to being an operator?
I don't know. I mean, the guard was harassing her. They had to fire him. You hear about that? Yeah, so if you'd have seen me, it was a hottie, that guy. That guy was like shorter than her. She's like 5'7", but he was shorter than her, fatter than her. He was like really fat. And then he's like probably 70. And then he had dentures. And then when he talked, you see the dentures moving from side to side as he was talking. Oh, and he thought he was going to get some pussy at the lab.
Have you heard of Fixodent?
Fixodent. He needed some crazy glue is what he needed. Like something like stronger. He probably was using Fixodent and it didn't work.
I'm glad I never saw him.
Oh my God, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. He looked like, you know, the old 60s Batman. Just imagine the Penguin, but with white hair instead, or gray hair instead of like black hair.
I don't know. I guess I'd have to relate to her because I know how it feels when you have like unwanted attention that you don't want.
I know, but I don't know. I mean, I don't think anybody else, like operator wise, I think the difference now is that we have younger people and younger people know better.
Yeah.
I think when Cindy was there, she was there for 25, 30 years. And she's dealing with all these old people. I mean, they were probably 20 years older than her. And they had been there 5, 10, 20 years at the plant. And I don't think they've ever worked with like a female like that.
Take my grandmother's mentality. Like, she doesn't think a woman should be the president or... Even though she's like diehard Democratic, she doesn't like Nancy Pelosi because she's a woman. Like, she doesn't like women. She's like, that's like a man. Like, she's kind of racist. She's also
religious, and religion says that women should like be quiet and like all that shit too. So,
but I don't know. I mean, like, you take her and then you take like my cousin, and you know, she helped raise them too because she babysat them and stuff.
Yeah.
Even me, you know, where you hear stuff like that. And as they grow up and they have life experiences, you know, people say, oh, well, it's not like this.
I don't know. I think that those people just have to die. There's no solution for the problem other than having them die. Maybe COVID is a blessing in disguise. Let's just put it that way.
Well, I think my grandparents are racist and we have... a black in our family, and I've never heard them say anything bad about her. Well, with the, remember when we went to see their daughter when she was like, what, like a year or two old, maybe not even a year. Yeah. And she was like, oh, I want this picture because she doesn't look so black in that picture. Like, yeah. She doesn't consider herself racist, but you have remarks like that. That, what do you think that is?
Yeah, I know.
That's racism.
Well, and she didn't want to take them to church because she didn't want them to see her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think she's cute because she's a mixed race baby.
Yeah.
Maddie's pretty cute.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think,
That's what I think the problem is they say they're not racist, but then they have remarks like this because I was like, well, what do you think racism is?
My family is just like that too. So
they're not lynching somebody on the oak tree that's in their house, but they're saying that. That's not, I mean, has anybody ever come up to you and say, huh, I don't like that picture. They look too white in that picture.
Yeah.
That would be like a racist remark to white people. But nobody, like...
I don't know. I think that my family's like that too. Like the older people in my family. I mean, Adela my aunt Maria are racist.
So would they consider you like the white Puerto Ricans?
Oh, they think they're white. But then again, you know, most Puerto Ricans think they're white, even if they're darker. Until they come here and the rednecks tell them otherwise. And they say, nah, no, you're not white. 84% white is not white. You have some black in you, even if it's just 3%.
They would probably want me to even be whiter than what I am.
You're pretty white.
They probably want, like, white, like Hitler, like the, like, porcelain skin.
Well, I bet probably Hitler had more black in him than you.
Probably.
I would not. You're 98% Irish. Dirty feet Irish families that came from.
Hey, my mom is proof that we must be really good Irish because she's been an alcoholic for most of her life, and she has no problems with her liver.
Oh, her liver talks to herself like a puppet at night.
So she can outdrink anybody and still keep going.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. That's from Sullivan, from my great grandmother.
No, I don't know.
That's why Derek, my brother, he has like a four-leaf clover, like, tattoo.
Yeah.
Because of the Irish. I mean, it's Irish and English. I'm like, I have like no black.
So our kids are Irish and Puerto Rican. That's a drinking problem right there. We're going to have to watch them.
They're going to have livers of steel, though.
Yeah, I know. They can drink like a motherfucker. I don't know. I think it's interesting, but I think Most people that are older are racist, regardless. Even if they don't think they are, even, you know, there's some underlying racism that people don't even realize they're being racist, but they are racist.
Like the comment my grandmother said?
No, that's a racist comment, but, I mean, people say, like, I don't know. People talk about bad hair, good hair. That's a racist comment, even though people might not think that's a racist thing.
Or what about
why is black people's hair bad hair and white people's hair white, you know, good hair?
Well, let me ask you this. All the times that you've taken me to physical therapy so far, you've been there. That woman that was pregnant at the front desk has never asked you to your face where you're from.
Yeah.
And the first time I go by myself when you're not there, she asks me, where's your husband from?
Yeah.
So is that kind of like a racist thing because she said it when you're not there? Or
when she thinks it's rude to ask. I have no idea.
And then she says, I say, oh, he's Puerto Rican. And she's like, oh, well, how many kids do you have? And I tell her, and she's like, well, we're...
That's a stereotype right there, having a lot of kids.
Well, then she asked me, like...
You should have said, I have 27, but three of them died when they were young.
Well, then she... Well, then she said that her husband's Mexican, and he has a best friend that's Puerto Rican. And she says, oh, we're expecting our first. And she's like, I hope he'll have, like, his dark skin and, like, dark hair and, like, blue eyes. And I showed her a picture of my kids, and I said, genes don't work that way.
Like my cousin? My cousin's Dominican. My cousin's son is Dominican and Puerto Rican. And he has light eyes. I don't know if it's blue or green. And dark skin and, you know, and all that. So, and his dad is like that too. His dad, like, I don't think his dad has them blue, but they might be green. I don't know.
I know the worst, when I was working and when I was doing hair, the worst comment that I ever got from anybody was when they asked me if you married me to get a green card.
Yeah. But I don't care about that. Most people get offended by that shit. I don't give a fuck.
I mean, I think it was like my second or third time that they asked me, and I just said no.
You should have said no. I just like Puerto Rican dick.
That's about the closest you can get to black dick around here.
I always felt like I have a Puerto Rican inside me. Now I do have a Puerto Rican inside me. You actually had one whole Puerto Rican and three half Puerto Ricans inside you.
Yeah. Well, six if you count the ones miscarriages. That I lost.
Yeah, there you go.
They didn't quite make it.
The lady probably would ask you, were they all at the same time?
Yeah, they're all quadruplets or sextuplets.
I don't know why people like you, but you need to tell your public thank you because they're asking about you. They wanted you to come and be here on the podcast for some reason.
Maybe they like that we're always like joking with each other.
I don't know. I think they like that we're kind of crazy, like our kids. You need to tell them that story, what Natalia did today at the fucking drive-thru.
I was crying. I was laughing so hard. We were on our way. My son had like his yearly doctor's appointment and he wanted Fazoli's. Someone was like, okay, we have time. Let's go. And the lady came on and she's like,
we're on the drive-thru.
What would you like? You know, go ahead with your order. And he's like, I'd like a slice of pizza. And she's like, well, we can only do two. And he's like, fine. That's fine. And you're like, I want like a breadsticks. And they said, oh, two comes with it. And you're like, no, I need like 20. And I was telling him, I was saying he wants something to drink, just give him a lemonade. And she said, and he said, yeah. She said, is there anything else? And he said, yeah, I want a medium lemonade. And she's like, okay, is there anything else you want? And my 4-year-old daughter in the back said, yeah, how about your nuts?
How about your nutsack? Your nutsack. Oh, my God. I don't think she heard it though, because it was from the back.
No. If she would have been closer, she would have heard it. And I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah.
People know what a nutsack is. I told my grandmother that story. And she's like, a nutsack? And I was like, yeah, a nutsack. Like the sack with the boys' balls. Like
testicles with balls in them.
My grandmother said, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just laughing because I mean, it was like perfect timing. Anything else? How about your nutsack?
Fucking retarded.
He started laughing. And then Peyton started, she got mad because we were laughing at her.
Yeah. We were not laughing at her. We were laughing at what she said. But
she thought we were laughing at her.
I don't know.
So anyway. See, there you go. Shitty parent right there.
No, it's family. I mean, the last podcast was about my great-great-great-great-grandfather. And how crazy he was. And how he visited like all the whorehouses in my hometown and all that shit. It's generational.
Mike.
Six generations of crazy people. You should tell
him what my great-grandmother told me. Were you there that day when she told me that? Or was that a story that I told you?
No, I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
I guess it was before I went with you or whatever. My great-grandmother was like 90-something years old. And she told me like straight to my face. She's like, well, you're pretty, but you're not beautiful. I'm like, thanks, Granny.
Yeah. She didn't give a shit. She told people whatever the fuck. She didn't care.
I mean, I would love to be like Granny when I was her age. I mean, she was living by herself, like 90, 91. Yeah. I remember when that big storm came and like a huge branch fell and she was out there pulling the branch. Mm-hmm. I mean, she never had a headache, never had any health problems. I mean, she passed away when Peyton was like 2.
Yeah.
But I was always really close with her.
She's the only one I liked from their family.
I think it's because she was like you. She didn't give a fuck and she said whatever.
Yeah, she didn't care.
I know, because you would take Peyton to go visit her when she was in the retirement home.
Yeah.
And I remember she told me, she said, if it wasn't for Manolo, she's like, I wouldn't see anybody.
Yeah, because nobody would bring her anything or go there to see her.
We were the ones who went, like, most of the time.
Yeah.
And remember when they, I guess when she got really bad, because I guess it was, like, what, like a year and a half before she passed away, she had issues, and I left work because the doctors were saying, oh, she's not going to make it through the night. So we were at the hospital, and the next morning, she woke up and was asking for breakfast. But after that, my grandmother's like, she can't be by herself anymore.
Yeah.
And we offered, because we had that spare bedroom. We said, well, she can stay with us. My grandmother was like, no, you both work. There's no way she can stay with you. Because when Manolo's on days and you're on days, she doesn't need to be there by herself. And I was like, well, we have that room. Why can't she stay? You know, and she kept on. And I think the reason that she didn't want her to stay here is because how it would look on her. Because she wouldn't take her own mother in to her house. But her great-granddaughter took her in and took care of her.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you saw how good Granny was there. I don't think she needed help taking a bath or going to the bathroom or anything like that.
No, she didn't have any problems.
No. So she could have been, like, fine here.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it was just all about, you know, like how Christians are. Like, it's a show of what people can see. Like, they don't want you to know, like, that's what how I feel like, how they are with church and stuff here. That it's all about how everything's projected to everybody else. Like, you have to be, like, perfect, you know? Like.
And then meet your wife when you're, like, by yourself.
I don't know.
Anyway, I think we need to, like, finish.
We should end on, like, the family drama.
No, we needed to end on that joke with Natalia, but whatever. It's fine. No. We're not comedians, so.
The family drama thing, though.
What family drama?
The whole thing when I did that ancestry. Like the 23andMe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because if you do the math, my grandparents got married on, like, December 31st. I don't know what
I wonder year. If your family would listen to this. This is in English. You're aware of this, right?
Yeah, they don't know podcasts.
I know, but whatever.
And then my mom was born in July of the following year. So we all know that they got married because he knocked my grandmother up.
Yeah.
And come to find out, like, after you surprised me that year and you did 23andMe, and then a couple years later, my cousin did it. And then we got these matches with this other person, with this woman, that she said that she was trying to find, like, her birth parents and, like, grandparents and stuff because she was adopted. And, like, it connected me and my cousin to her. And then they were sending them, like, this family tree. And they had dwindled it down to my grandfather or his sister because they knew for sure that it wasn't from his older brother. And I'm pretty sure that we've deducted that it couldn't have been his sister because she had a baby that same year that they were saying that this person was born, or like less than a year later. So the only thing I could think of is that my grandfather was getting it on with my grandmother and also other people on the side.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't have the balls to ask my grandfather. Because, I mean, how would you like to be 80-something years old and find out you had a kid that you didn't even know about?
Or maybe he knew about it. Like, didn't they give him for adoption?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Maybe he said, no, you can have it, but you can give it away because we're not going to take care of the baby. I don't know. Anyway, so this is a reminder for you. If you are planning on doing 23andMe, anything can happen. You can have some surprises. So just be prepared just in case.
We'll have to do another
podcast. I'm expecting like some time to get somebody that is like a half match with me from my dad. I'm just expecting this to happen at some point. So, I don't know. But anyway, this is it. We'll see you guys next week, I guess.
Bye.
Bye. Y antes de terminar el podcast del día de hoy, queremos dar las gracias a las personas que nos han ayudado, ¿verdad?, para hacer el podcast posible. La primera persona que quería agradecerles es a Raúl Arnaiz, que me hizo el logo de Cucubano. Raúl Arnaiz lo consiguen en patreon.com/Raúl Arnaiz y allá pueden ver sus trabajos. Realmente Raúl es tremendo artista. Y además de eso, la canción del podcast la canta Maida Belén con Rafi Lin en la guitarra y Kike Domenech en el 4. Queremos darle las gracias también a ellos por permitirnos utilizar la canción para el podcast. Además de eso, a mí me consigues en patreon.com/Manolo Matos. O me consigues en Twitter como Manolo Matos y el podcast lo consigues como Cucubano Pod. Así que por allá nos puedes enviar mensajes, nos puedes decir que nos quieres contar historias, te puedes autoinvitar a participar en el podcast. Siempre estamos buscando invitados nuevos que tengan historias interesantes, así que no dudes en llamarnos si tienes una historia que nos quieres contar. Y nada, espero que pasen una semana increíble y nos vemos prontito.
It's so fucking loud. Jesus Christ. I can hear like if it's scratching my ear.
He wants to be on your podcast.
I guess. I'm going to have to cut all this.
You know, he's going to go in circles like yeah. 20 times.
I know. He's an old man. He's like,
he can't do it.
There you go. He's asleep again.
Soy estrella de la noche, en la montaña como en el llano.